The practice of the presence of God. Let us dedicate this work to an awareness of the ever living God by using an ancient prayer. Who should not praise thee, O Lord of the universe, unto whom there is none like, whose dwelling is in heaven and in every virtuous and God-fearing heart? O God, thou vast one, thou art in all things. O nature, thou self from nothing, for what else can I call thee? In myself I am nothing. In thee I am self and exist in thy selfhood from eternity. Live thou in me, and bring me unto that self which is in thee. Lie down and make yourself comfortable. Relax completely. Breathe easily and rhythmically. Meditate on the fact that your body is composed of millions of atoms. Each atom is composed of electrons and protons orbiting about a center. Vast open spaces exist between these particles. These atoms form all our bodily tissues, forming the cells, the bones, the skin, all muscles, and all the elements of the bloodstream. The whole body really is made up rather like a woman's hairnet. Millions of holes or spaces connected by thin gossamer threads. Think of the skin on your face, covering your whole head. See this skin perforated by millions of tiny holes, which we call pores. Imagine and feel that these pores are opening up, stretching wide. Your face has thus become transformed into a network or a honeycomb. Millions and millions of yawning open holes, loosely knit together by fine, thin filaments. Now extend the mental picture to include the neck and shoulders. See the skin covering these areas becoming a fine lacework of holes. Do the same with the chest. The arms and hands are mere extensions of the chest segment. These areas of your body are now largely open holes. Space is held together by loosely woven thin threads. Feel the holes stretching and opening as you slowly move your imagination into the abdominal area, into the whole length of the back, down into the pelvis, the thigh area, and your legs and feet. See and feel the entire skin covering of your body as a hairnet or as a honeycomb through which the air around you can flow into you and through you. Now return your attention to the head. Realize that the contents of your skull and brain are made up of atoms and even smaller particles, all of them separated by enormous spaces. Feel that the bones, the blood vessels within the brain, and the cells of the brain itself are very porous, filled with holes similar to a sponge. Let your imagination extend down into your neck, your shoulders, your arms, and your chest. The whole upper part of your body, the insides, not the external skin this time. Feel that all this vital tissue within is no longer solid and impervious to the air. It is porous and sponge-like because the tissue is nothing but millions of holes. Vast spaces lightly connected by thin filaments. As you continue working in this manner, you will experience a distinct physical sensation. Rather difficult to describe, but it is distinct, different from anything you've ever experienced before. Now go down to the abdomen and the pelvis. Consider them together. Feel the solid tissue becoming transformed into a honeycomb. Millions of holes, the spaces between the atomic particles composing them, tied together with a network of little threads and filaments. The The whole area is seen and feels like a sponge. Extend this method to the thighs, to the legs, and the feet. Continue your imaginative effort, seeing the bones, the muscles, blood vessels, all composed of minute particles between which are vast spaces. All the apparently solid tissue is transformed into a honeycomb, into millions of holes flimsily connected by fine filaments and threads. Pause for a moment. Get a view of the organism as a whole. The skin outside, the organs and other tissues inside. All of you is now a simple mass of holes, from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. You are full of holes. All of you is simply a mass of holes, connected lightly by threads. You are no longer solid matter. You never were. As a result, you can feel the surrounding air flow through you. Sense the air permeating you, pouring in from every direction. There are no impediments to the free movement of this air. This air, which is life itself. So you are bathed in an ocean of spirit. It is spirit which you are breathing in, and spirit which you are breathing out. Taking in and giving forth the one universal spirit in which you live and move and have your being. Realize your imagination has transformed all your tissues into sponge-like substance. from head to toe, all of you. You are one vast sponge, open to the divine force surrounding you. Your sponge-like body offers absolutely no resistance to the living air coming in and passing through your body from any direction. You are no longer breathing only with your nose or chest, but actually you are breathing through every pore of your being. As you inhale, feel the air pour into your spongy body from head to toe. As you breathe out, the air passes all the way through your body, coming out through your head, through your back, your abdomen, your legs. Continue your rhythmic breathing. Feel the air flowing in and through your body. Your body is nothing but a mass of holes, spaces tied together by threads. No longer dense and solid. Air pours through you, ascending through feet and legs, through the entire body, and making exit through your head and everywhere else. Now the air is coming in through the front of your body, and as you exhale, it goes out through your sides and back. Inhale, and the air flows in. Exhale, and the air flows out. Keep up this rhythm, this new and most pleasurable experience of the divine life entering you. This is taking over. With each inhalation, you breathe in life and spirit. This air that is coursing through your body is the carrier of life. This air is the divine spirit which is creative, and so can transform, heal, harmonize, and restore our everyday lives. This is the one life animating all created things. God is coming into your life, into your very body, filling it with divine spirit. As you breathe in, as the air rushes through your body and mind, you are, in reality, opening yourself to the ever-presence and power of God. The consciousness of God is pervading every part of your body, every nook and cranny of your mind, conscious as well as unconscious. There is no part of you that can be free from what God is. You have opened yourself to God. You have dedicated yourself to God and to the great work. Surrender whatever you are, whatever you have, to the omnipresence of the one life, this one universal spirit. With each breath, the ever-living God surges into your body and fills every cell with life, love, and freedom. God is in us. And we are in God. Now take a deep breath and return to your normal state of consciousness.